This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 322 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and this is my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And on this episode, we have a very special guest. You heard him on our last episode, and he's back to cover our Cops and Robbers Month movie. This is Evan from Pop Culture 33. Evan, go ahead, say hello, and let them know where they could find you.
Hello, my name's Evan. You could find me at Pop Culture 33 on Instagram and YouTube.
And you know where else you could find him? On this podcast for the next, like, month. Because he will be joining us for almost all the Jack Ryan movies. We just discovered this. Breaking news. So you're going to be hearing a lot of our friend Evan. He's going to be breaking down some films with us. It's always a good time. So thank you for being on, and thank you for joining us for those. Now, today we're going to be doing a little movie from 2008. Now, Alex, yeah. I think I know the answer to this, mm-hmm. but have you ever seen this movie or heard of this movie?
I'm going to say no to both.
I have to ask both from now on, because I know when you've never heard of it.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't even know what it is.
Yeah.
Nope. All right. And Evan, have you seen of or at least heard of this movie?
I saw it in the theater in 2008.
Hey, okay. You're like me. I saw this in the theater as well. Okay, very good. So 2008, the movie's called Street Kings. Now, this is directed by David Ayer, who we have not done a lot of his movies, but he's done a good amount of action movies. Of course, he wrote Training Day, did not direct it, but he did direct this, End of Watch, which we will be doing in the future, Fury, which we'll be doing in the future, Suicide Squad,
Sabotage,
Bright, Sabotage, End of, no, what was the other one? The Tax Collector. Oh. Yeah, End of Watch. That's Rob's favorite movie, The Tax Collector. So we're going to be doing more of his in the future, but Street Kings 2008, great cast. You know, I mentioned it last episode. The movie we did last week, 999, had like an insane cast.
Yeah.
This one, not quite as insane, but still very good. We got Keanu Reeves, Chris Evans, Forrest Whitaker, John Corbett pops up for some random reason. Terry Crews, okay? Hugh Laurie, Naomi Harris. It's a really good cast full of actors you've seen before and maybe you like. So before we get into this, let's go ahead. Let me give you these Rotten Tomato scores because they're not amazing. I feel like David Ayer, his movies don't really, I don't know. Maybe Zack people Snyder. Don't like him. He's Zack Snyder's little brother, David Ayer. David Snyder.
They're cousins.
You should change his name to David Snyder.
Because
these reviews are terrible. This has a 37% critic score and only a 58% audience. So it's over half, but it didn't hit the fresh mark. Do you find either of these surprising, Alex, now that you've seen the movie?
I David Snyder gotta be, bro, because I really don't understand. I mean, we're not doing, well, I think we did do Training Day on the podcast, right? We did the Training Day.
Not yet.
But I will say this, if you look at Training Day and you look at this film and you tell me one is in the 80s and 90s and then this one is like 30s and 50s, and then it's like something's wrong here. Because they both got the same feel type of movie. So yeah. So that's what I got from it.
All right. And Evan, anything surprising there? Or you feel like maybe these, I could understand these scores?
I would say in 2008, I would understand it. But I was pleasantly surprised by my second watch, if that makes sense. But
time has been kind, maybe.
Yes, because at the time, if you think about it, because this is the guy from Training Day, that you're going to be constantly comparing it to that movie.
Yeah.
And one is clearly superior than the other. But if you compare it to the other stuff that has come out after it, this isn't as bad.
So maybe we got what we call here a late bloomer, right? Yes. Nobody liked it, but now
it's an action bloomer.
I was in college, late bloomer.
Yeah.
Hit their growth spurt. Well, maybe, maybe not. We're going to talk about it here. I'm very excited to talk about this movie, to be honest, because this is one that I've always asked people like that I know that like cop movies. I'm like, you ever seen Street Kings? And they'll be like, no, what is that? So I'm looking forward to it. Evan, you're the guest. You're going to get to go first. We're going with our lead character. He is played, of course, by Keanu Reeves. His name is Detective Tom Ludlow. Take it away.
I was confused about this as a main character. Was he good? Was he bad? Even in the movie, because at the end they're like going, "I brought you in. You were supposed to do this, but you're not part of the cookie jar. So how bad is this cop? Is he not?" I think the script we'll talk about just doesn't know what to do with this character. So you never know if we're rooting for him or not rooting for him, and so we get lost in what to do with Keanu Reeves. And Keanu Reeves, I think, doesn't have all the script at times, because you're like going, why did you do that? I mean, I was so confused. But he wasn't terrible, because I love the intro where you're like, oh man, this is so against the law. Why are you doing this? And then they explain why he did and what, and I went, okay, I like that, what he was doing. And so I enjoyed him. I liked it a lot better my second viewing. This, I haven't seen it since the theater. And so I gave him a 3. Wasn't terrible. Wasn't great. He was a solid 3.
All right. Alex, I see the wheel spinning.
Let me tell you right now, Evan. When I like a movie, I come up with some dumbass lines. And today, you did not know what they did to him, because I sure know what they did. They made a great character. Because this dude, not only this guy single-handedly takes out his own team and captain, okay? This dude was a loose cannon, okay? He was an alcoholic. This dude breaked all the laws, okay? I freaking love this character, because not only, I mean, this was a character that you had to set up, because this dude had everything known to man to set this guy up for failure, but you couldn't. Because this guy was the little Baba Yaga inside of him, okay?
I knew you were going to say it.
This guy was naturally born to have a pistol in his hand, okay? Like, you know how drummers have drumsticks? Keanu has 2 guns. And I love it. Because, I mean, the character himself is so not grounded, but he was so, I liked him because he was real. Like, he had his morals, and some of the morals, it was like, you could see it was being tested throughout the film. Whether it was his best friend, which was Forrest Whitaker, or it was other cops trying, Terry Crews, because that was his partner, and they were trying to put him up against him, which it worked. He didn't know what was going on. So I love that stuff, man. And now I got my teeth sunk in the beginning of the movie. And I said, my man Keanu looked chunky like a monkey, and I loved it. So with that said, I'm going to give him, he's not perfect. I'm going to give him a 4. I thought he was great. I thought the character was great, though. I give him a 4. Right.
I thought you were going to go 5 for sure.
No, all right.
Okay. So, you know what he reminded me of?
Who?
A little bit. If you've ever seen The French Connection, he's a little bit Popeye Doyle. Okay. Right? Mm-hmm. He's on that gray, as a cop, he's in the gray area automatically. He's a little racist. You know, he told those guys his eyes look like apostrophes.
That was so messed up.
Konnichiwa. Yeah, it was funny, but you know, it was intentional, and there's a reason why, you know, he was talking with them the way he did. He's a little Popeye Doyle, little racist, willing to push the envelope. To Evan's point, I agree somewhat with the script. To me, he felt like he was genuinely an outsider from his little group of cops, because they did not let him know what was going on, because I think they knew deep down he does have some sort of moral compass and wouldn't go for it. And I like that. Yeah, he's an alcoholic. He drinks tiny bottles of vodka. He also saved those girls. Who, you know, like, he's willing to go do what everyone else won't. And I like Forrest Whitaker said, like, he's like the dog that they let loose on, like, to go kill everything. He's the tip of the spear. That's what he called him. You're the tip of the spear. I like that. I like that there's some layers to him, because he was like you said, he's like, I was going to go punch Terry Crews in the face. I was going to break his jaw because he thought he was talking to internal affairs. But when it comes down to it, he didn't want to kill the guy. He didn't want the guy to die. No. You know what I mean? So I like it. I like the gray area. Also, I'm going to go out on a limb here. I personally think this is one of Keanu Reeves' best acting, like, roles.
Mm-hmm.
As far as performance, I thought he was really good in this. He can tend to be wooden in a lot of movies. You know what I mean? Like, you're not like the Oscar nominated Keanu Reeves. But I did think he showed some range in this movie. I thought he was really good. So that added, I'm with Alex. I gave him a 4. He's still not a 5. Honestly, though, I don't really know. The script, it would have had to been like a lot better written to be a 5. But also, his girlfriend was hot. So I liked it. Yeah. All right. So 4 for me, 4 for Alex, 3 for Evan. All right. Now, main villain. Now, this is one of those movies. This thing got, it's like a lasagna. Yeah. It's got villain layers. Like, it's just like everyone else is bad, pretty much. No. The top of the chain is going to be a Wander. His name is Captain Jack Wander. That's Forrest Whitaker. But I'll let you kind of explain. Alex, you get to go first here.
I'm going to tell you right now. Forrest Whitaker got an Oscar for a reason. Cause that lazy eye worked his magic in this movie. That eye did the magic because you know what? He was really, really a bastard. And it came across. I know. I don't want people like, oh my God, this dude. I don't know what's up with everyone with David Ayer, man. I've been saying this for a while. His shit with the Suicide Squad is just one bad rotten apple in a tree, but you can't blame every movie that he does really bad, because this movie, from bad guy standpoint, dude, you had everything going for it. Everyone was going against Keanu Reeves. Like, it was like, it was so crazy. They were setting this guy up and he's trying to solve a murder of his friend when they're telling him not to because they put away the evidence. And it's so much corruption that is so much, it's so good. Forrest Whitaker, like I said, as the captain, was awesome. This dude was putting away evidence, telling this guy, don't do nothing, don't say nothing, work the desk job. And once that is done, you can go back on the field and do what you do best and beat people down. You're right, Nate. He's the tip of the spear, but I don't like that word. I like to say he is the tip of a boneless spare rib tip. You know what I mean? Because those taste so good. Like, I'm just saying, is like, he is so good, like a spare rib tip. Like, he does, he's so good at his job. Then you had his other guys that were just, I kind of knew it was going to come along. The bad guy, those dudes were bad. His friends, but they were ready to kill him. They were ready to rape his girlfriend and Naomi Watts. I mean, Naomi Harris character. I was like, oh my God. I'm like, this is so, yo, dude, I'm going to say it right now. Oh no, I'll leave it at action. But anyway, I've been so excited because like the villains were actually villains in this movie. Like, this is the first time we did a movie, an action movie, when we came from reboot month, like Death Wish, we needed villains like this, like that goes against, you know, Bruce Willis's character in Death Wish or the other movies that we did. And I liked it a lot. So I'm going to say it. It's going to be shocking, but I'm going to give it a 5. At the end of the movie, Forrest Whitaker fights Keanu Reeves. They got a bunch of money in the wall, which I didn't even know that shit was there. And I was like, yo, that shit is awesome. I would have been like, let's do this, bro.
Cookie jar.
I love the cookie jar. So anyway, I'm going to give it a 5.
5? All right, Evan, what do you got?
How do I follow up with that? I'm now going to be a bad guy. My biggest issue, and it's hard because it's like, because we're going to talk about the script later, but it's hard not to talk about them because some of the lines these bad guys had to say where you're like going, really? You really needed to say it that way? Like, I had like the two friends, the other two cops, like while they're driving him. Really? This is what you're going to just say? Like,
it's a little gross. Like the Viagra part? Yeah, it's a little gross.
Yeah, it's just, but I did like Forrest Whitaker about it and like going back and forth. And then the other two cops that were undercover cops, but were, you know,
Fremont and Cooke.
And you just saw that it was going over and liked it. So it was just like what word am I trying to say? Like taking Training Day and just like putting more Training Day to it. Okay. You know what I mean? So like taking everything and just adding times it by 10. Yeah. So, but I liked it. I'm not giving it a 5. I've been going back and forth between 3 and 4. And I think Alex kind of saved it and got it over to a 4. Because he got it. Because I was back and forth. Because I like Forrest Whitaker. Like his lines when he's talking at the end of the house is just what a bad guy who thinks he's a good guy. Yeah. That he's getting his own. He's doing this. He's trying to justify his badness because it's somehow good. I thought was the best part, and that's why I'm going to go with the 4.
I'm going to be the chief. Yeah. I'm going to be the mayor.
Yeah, you ain't stopping me. And I was like, bro, you're going to get shot up now. Like, you should have never said those lines. But yeah.
Yeah, he's a great actor. Anyway, Forrest Whitaker, you know, Oscar winner. He's legit. I thought he was great. Listen, like I said, this is the villain lasagna, this movie. Everybody but Chris Evans is bad.
No, Chris Evans was bad.
He was willing to ignore this. But
Chris Evans was a bad actor in this movie.
Yeah,
I wouldn't put Chris Evans on the level of everyone else. He was like, look, this is a, I scratch my back, you scratch yours. I don't want to do this. But as soon as Keanu just pushed a little, he was willing to do the right thing. So I wouldn't put him nowhere near any of the other guys. And Terry Crews, he wasn't bad either, but we saw what happened to him. Yeah, you got Fremont and Coates. That scene with Common and that other dude, scary. That was suspenseful when they're sitting there doing the drug deal. Like, I don't really like Common as an actor, but I thought he was really good in that scene. I was like, I don't want to mess with this guy. I would not mess with him. And then you got, of course, Forest Whitaker. Amazing. John Corbett and Amari Nolasco. Those are the two guys. You kind of could tell. But Jay Moore, he's such a slimy bastard in this with his mustache. And I'm like, oh, Jay Moore. And he's like a comedy guy. So I thought all the performances were good. I gave it a 5. I thought the villain, like, this is so scummy LA, dirty, you know, everyone's bad, everyone's crooked, they're all corrupt, you know, I like that. It gave Keanu a lot to overcome to get to the destination he had to get to, you know what I mean? And for that, I gave it a 5. So I'm with Alex. I actually thought the villain element was the best part of the movie, in my opinion. Okay, action scenes. Evan.
If we go action scene, okay, I'm going to say my nitpick of it. I hate when you have a guy who seems lazy, overweight, forceful, but now he could throw down with Keanu Reeves. Like, now, you know, there's a couple of kick moves. What are you doing? I have a mental issue with it, but is it fun to watch? Did Keanu Reeves fishhook a guy while he was driving? Yes, we did get that. How do you say no to these things? When he goes in and just knocks down the door and shoots everyone inside and not asking any kind of questions. Guy in the toilet with a gun. Let's shoot him. Oh, he didn't have a gun.
He didn't have a gun.
Yet. It's just going to shoot him. Yep. I mean, if we're going just action, I mean, you got almost everything you want from it. I gave it a 4 because I really do hate when you have a guy who doesn't seem physical now is able to be physical. Like, I wish he kind of, I don't know, made a comment about training in a boxing match or something. Like, Forrest Whitaker character didn't feel like he could hold up to that. He looks like a guy who just broke the law, moved himself up. He's not a guy who's going to be able to fight Keanu Reeves. And he held himself a little too much for my liking for it. So I knocked that down because I'm like going, build that into the action, because how am I supposed to just believe it at that point? So
fair enough. All right. So 4 from Evan. Alex.
Well, you know what, Evan? I'm going to help you on that one because I gave it a 5. You know what? This look, I don't know. Nate, Evan, I don't know what people's grasp with David Ayer, bro. This dude knows how to shoot cop movies. This dude knows how to shoot cop movies. The blood. This dude, the amount of blood that was shot in this movie made these action scenes. Terry Crews getting shot up like a Swiss cheese in that store. Even my man, the Chinese dude behind the table, got torn the fuck up. And I was like, you know what? This is what we were built upon. That was one of the pillars of action movie guys, is stuff like this. The store scene, right? You got the scene Keanu Reeves is walking in to save the two girls, and I didn't give a shit. Whoa, how he's gonna do it. You wanted him to save those people, and he did it by himself. And I was like, he got hit with a shotgun blast, and I said, oh my God, this dude got up, and he's holding. I was like, oh my God, this is so John Wick, and I love it. And I like that scene. I love the scene with Common, when my man Chris Evans got one in the throat, and he's behind the thing, and the guy's blasting everywhere. Common got hit with the refrigerator. He shot him. I said, man, he's going to meet him later in John Wick 2 and whoop that ass in Rome. Right. And I'm like, and that's the thing. Like, I know what Nate said. Common is such a unique actor in terms of he is so good at certain roles that fit his personality. John Wick 2, I don't care what anyone says, it's his achievement of acting. Because this dude went toe-to-toe with Keanu Reeves, and he actually fought each other for real on camera. Like, he learned the cinematography of all that shit. Loved it. I love that character. I liked him in Hell on Wheels for AMC, that Western show. I thought he was really good in that show. And then watching this movie, I was like, this dude is really good. And in Smoking Aces, he was good too in that movie. So I think he was really good. That scene alone was really good. And then this fight scene at the end and his boys were trying to kill him in the dirt. And then the whole thing with Forrest Whitaker at the end, too. It's not as much action in terms of like a full-blown action movie. But what David Ayer gives you is straight cop action. When they're chasing the guy through the alleyway, the Mexican guy, and he falls in the bar in the barbed wire. And you know, they're trying to get information and they're doing all that. I loved all that stuff. I thought it worked very well. Dirty cop type stuff. I gave it a 5. This movie got exactly what you need. And I was hooked from the beginning. And when my man shot the dude, I mean, hit the dude with the shovel and he got the gun and hit the Spanish guy and shot him, I was like, yeah. I was like, yeah. And I got into it. I was like, I got really amped because I was like, oh, my man's going now for Forrest Whitaker. I mean, save Naomi Harris's character and then go for my man Forrest. So anyway, I gave it a 5. Loved it.
All right. So a 4 and a 5. All right. I agree with Evan. I'm on a 4, but I'll explain why. I don't disagree with anything you said, Alex. It's true. But me personally, you know me. I've talked about it plenty of times.
Gunshots. This movie,
mostly guns, yeah. Gun action. There's a lot of shooting. It's not always my favorite style, but it is good cop action. You're right. It's very good. There's a couple of things that are a little weird to me, though. One, when Terry Crews gets shot, I could have sworn. So when he gets shot, they said he got shot 18 times. It was 17 and then the one that he got in the shoulder from Keanu. It looked like he got shot 140 times. Did these miss? They were 1 foot away from him and it was only 18 bullets. I don't know. They should have picked a higher number. Also, John Corbett, an absolute failure. This guy's crawling, okay? You're shooting at him, being funny. You let him get in a hole, grab a shovel, and hit you in the face when you had a gun and you could have shot him from distance. I know it's one of those convenience things, and you know me with that kind of stuff. The way you feel, Evan, about Forrest Whitaker fighting him, I feel about that part. Where it's like, really? Yeah, you could have shot him from 10 feet away and still been close to him. But I digress. I think the action is very good. It looks good. Yeah, you got a foot chase scene with Chris Evans. That's pretty good. They're jumping over cars. They're climbing up roofs, jumping over fences, running through someone's party in their house. So I like that. And I like the gun stuff. Again, not my favorite, but the house scene, my favorite one is the one in the common one.
Yeah,
I just love when he pushes that refrigerator into it and jumps over it and shoots him. If I remember correctly, that was the final scene of the trailer. Like the final shot was him jumping over and shooting, and then it goes like Street Kings. I was like, I always remember. Also, the line that's in the trailer I distinctly remember was when that guy is like, he's like, what's your name? He's like, Quicks. He's like, not quick enough. He threw a chair at him when he was on the roof. Yeah. It's incredible. So yeah, I gave it a 4. I thought the action was very good, but it's good cop. It's a specific type of action. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's that cop LAPD action. I thought they did it well. So 4, 4, 5. All right, here we go. This is the meat and potatoes of any movie. Storyline. Alex, what'd you think?
All right. I know giving you praise to this movie. Like, oh my God, it's the best thing ever. I never seen this movie before. So this is the first time you're seeing it. So this movie's not getting a 5 in terms of story. But I think the story was really... really well done in terms of the fact, like, yes, there are a lot of things in the film that I'm like, oh, God, it was very predictable. I already knew what was going to happen in the movie, like 5 minutes in, I already know who's going to be bad, how this is going to turn out. And my wife was like, I hate watching movies with you in these type of things. So it was very predictability, but I kind of liked the way it went. And I think with Keanu Reeves' acting, it made the movie for me fun. And when I start to get emotionally attached to the film, like going, oh, man, I hope he gets these guys. I already know the movie did its job for me. I was like, you know what? I hope he gets all these dudes before they kill his ass. I'm like, yeah. And I thought the movie itself was fun. I liked the grittiness. I love the shooting. I thought everything worked well. The hero wasn't like this superhero. He had his flaws of drinking. He had, you know, he had some other stuff with him that was wrong. And he was very, I don't know. I kind of liked it. I liked the villains and stuff. So in terms of a nutshell, I think the storyline wasn't as bad, man. I don't think it's not a 37%. There's no way you can tell me this movie is a 30% rotten. I like the story. I thought it worked very well. And I can say this movie in terms of storyline is way better than half some of the movies that we did in the past few weeks. If we put them compared to watchability in terms of that. But I will say is I gave it a 4. I thought it was a great storyline for me. I thought it was great.
All right, Evan, what do you got?
I did not like it as much as Alex did. And I think my issue was when I started it, I didn't remember who directed it. And this whole entire time, I'm thinking, this is just a knockoff of Training Day. This is just a knockoff of Training Day. And this is just a crazier Training Day. And then I looked up who directed and went, okay. You know what I mean? Like, I just wish the script, the story could have gave us something different. And I think 2008, this came out. I did not like this movie. I walked out saying, come on, Keanu. why did you make this? I don't like this. I hated this movie. I probably would have never watched this movie ever again if it wasn't for your guys. Now, I enjoyed it. I might watch it again after this. So I don't know. Time has passed, but it's still weak. It's not great. I think some of the lines that are said are like going, okay, did you like, were they thrown out of like, is this like just a, like the other half of your Training Day script that you edited out saying, oh, this doesn't work here. I want an Oscar. So I'm going to take these lines and put them in this movie. So that's my thing. I gave it a solid 3. It's not terrible. It's not awful, but it's not great. It's right there in the middle. It's watch it. It's nice.
There you go. That's fair. That's very fair. Everything you said is very fair. Now, the same thing I said in our last episode, Hunt for Red October, was like, that style of movie is not really my style of movie. This style of movie is my style of movie. I love me some cop. That's why I curated this month for us, because I don't know what it is about like cops and dirty cops and clean cops and a mixture, LA crime movies. David Ayer kind of, you're right. Where I will definitely agree with you both, because Alex, you said the same thing. It is a formulaic movie. It is very much in the vein of Training Day. Even he did a movie, the first movie he directed was a movie called Harsh Times. I don't know if you guys seen that, with Christian Bale. Mm-hmm. And it's similar. It's like LA, you know, End of Watch is similar, except it's done in a different format. So yes, there is a formula, but it's a formula I enjoy. And I think this, you know, I do like the internal affairs stuff in this. I like Hugh Laurie a lot in this movie, actually. I like his character. He adds a little bit of flavor. Like, if he wasn't in it and added that element to it, because while you know his guys are crooked, you kind of almost buy into some of the stuff like, oh, this guy's going to internal affairs and that's the reason why. And I like that. I think it added a little something. I gave it a 4. I think it's actually good, but I could see the flaws, Evan, that you pointed out. So I agree with both of you. I gave it a 4, though. I think I liked it a little more than you. And I am the same way. When I saw this at the theater, I was 21. So I was like, oh, this guy, violence and killing. And, you know, I was all over it as a man, as a grown man. I like it probably, I wouldn't say less, but in a different way. I like it in a different way than I liked it then. So I like the story. I thought it was good. All right. So last category, overall film, Evan, what do you got?
I'm going to end up with a 3 on an overall. There's some flaws in it and stuff like that, that I see in films just irk me. I've already mentioned them. I don't need to go over them again. But like I said, if I was to rate this based off of what I saw, this would have been like 2s and 1s all before. I think that it's actually a better film. It's a better Keanu film. I love Keanu Reeves. I always have. He's been part of my life, like Bill and Ted. Then you have Speed and Point Break. Then you have Matrix. And they're in this age. I was still with them. I love Lake House. I don't know if you've seen that with Sandra Bullock. That's one of my favorite movies. So I've always been a Keanu Reeves fan. And that's probably because I found out at a young age he's dyslexic. He's the very first person outside of me that I knew was dyslexic. Like someone said, oh, he's dyslexic. So I became a fan then, you know, and I've always enjoyed them. So, but this movie I thought was overall good. This is a movie, sit down, watch, and enjoy a good, if you want that type of film, this fits the point.
It's a popcorn movie, pretty much. All right, Alex, what do you got?
Well, in terms of overall, I gave this a 4. It's a great film. It's a really good, I don't think it's a perfect 5 for a film, but I think it was great. I liked it a lot, and I started looking at where the hell I could buy it so I could put it in my Blu-ray collection, because I'm definitely going to watch it again. I wasn't going to pay $15 for it digital. I'd rather just buy the Blu-ray for that price. Yeah, in terms of David Ayer, I do understand where you're coming from, but that's his style. I mean, if you look at other directors, you could see who they are behind the camera right from the get-go. And I guess he's like under that, what makes him comfortable as a director. Like he likes cop movies and they're going to all look the same. I do agree. It's very Training Day if you look at the shots by shots, but you know what? I kind of liked it. I can't see nothing wrong with it. If it worked for him, great, but I didn't see other works. And I think it's the way it could be the color palette that he uses, because if you look at Suicide Squad has the same color palette as Training Day. It has that dark contrast.
He likes the warm hue.
Yeah, yeah. So you see that like that whole thing there. So again, I see no problems with this dude. I don't get it. I don't see the hate on David Ayer. He did one bad movie in DC, and everyone is just making this dude, every movie this guy does is like super duper bad. And I never understood that in terms of a fandom, in terms of one guy doing a movie that you don't agree with. That means all his other work is that bad. This movie, I really liked it. If I saw this in the theater, I would have been day one buying this joint on Blu-ray and 4K, because I think it's really great. I think it's really fun, and I will be watching this again sometime soon. I think it was really fun. So I give it a 4.
Right on. I have it on Blu-ray, and I just checked too. It looks like they only have it used, so I wonder if they just, it's like either out of print, they don't make it anymore.
It's out of print. Huh? It's out of print. If you look at it on Amazon, the DVD is going for $500.
Well, I have this on Blu-ray, so now you could buy mine for $300. I'm just kidding. No, I have this on Blu-ray. I've had it for years, like years and years and years. But I'll check my bookstore for you, just in case.
Yeah, let me know.
I like this movie. I think it's good. I liked it when I first saw it. Now I like it for slightly different reasons. But I think the performances are really good. Again, it has a good cast. Keanu Reeves, to me, one of his better acting performances. Forrest Whitaker, always good. Really good performance. Strong cast, good setting. I love the LA setting. You know, now that I visited there one time, I feel like I'm from there. I was like, this looks just like LA. This looks just like my hometown of LA. This is very familiar. Palm trees and dust. This is very LA. So yeah, I liked it. I thought it was good. I gave it a 4. But again, a movie that I've liked. I have seen it since the theater, but not in a while. So I don't revisit it that often, but I like it. So 4, 4, 3. What is your total points, Evan?
17.
Not bad. 17 out of 25. Pretty good. Especially for a movie you said you probably would have gave like a 10 if we did this right after you left the theater. Alex, what is your total?
Mine is a 22 out of a 25.
Okay, we're close. I have a 21 out of a 25. Mm. So I give this a higher score than The Hunt for Red October. I would say I don't think it's like way better than that, but the action. You know, it's that action category that hurt The Hunt. So, okay, let's tell you what's coming up. Next week, we have a very special guest. It's going to be Evan again. He's going to be back. Next week, for 2 episodes, we're going to be doing the next in the Jack Ryan franchise, going to be Patriot Games. And then he'll be joining us for our Cops and Robbers month movie, which will be Chadwick Boseman in 21 Bridges. So we're going to be doing those 2 films. Evan will be back. So yeah, that's what we got coming up.
Yeah, you know, it's funny about 21 Bridges. We always do like a prefix of the movie that we were about to do a review on. 21 Bridges, I remember seeing the trailer. I remember seeing Anthony and Joe Russo's name. And from the directors of Avengers Infinity War and Endgame. Right? And I'll say, damn. Mm-hmm. And I always remember Winter Soldier is like one of the best Marvel movies ever made. And I was like, man, if these dudes do action movies, it's going to be like really good. And when I saw their name attached to the movie and seen the trailer, I was like, man, this shouldn't look good. I remember going to the theater watching it. And it was sad because when you see Chadwick, you're going, damn, he is mad skinny in this damn movie. Like, what was wrong with him? And then later we'll talk about it in the next week's episode. But I remember coming out the theater like kind of stunned. I'll say that, stunned. But yeah, I mean, I can't wait. It's going to be fun. We're going to have Evan again, talking some more Jack Ryan and all that. So, all right, with that said, you guys want to follow us in our social media accounts. Please follow Nate over on Instagram at NateFlixReviews. Now that's going to be the home, the Geeks and Flicks live stream. We're going to be going live every other week. We did our first live stream on NateFlixReviews channel on Instagram. So you guys get to go and check out the review there. We the replay. We did the most anticipated movie of 2024. And of course, we gave some Golden Globes. We talked a little bit about Golden Globes and stuff like that. And of course, we talked about a little bit why we did the change from YouTube Live to Instagram Live. So again, Netflix reviews there. And then every other, when we're not live on his channel, he'd go live with his friends talking movie reviews and such. And of course, anything action movie, guys, Geeks and Flicks on Instagram, or go to our official website at www.geeksandflicks.com. Other than that, Evan, thank you so much for joining us this episode. Can't wait for next week.
Thank you.
It's going to be fun. And Nate, Nate has not seen that movie, so it's going to be even better.
These next 2, brand new to me. Never seen them.
There you have it. Other than that, I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. My co-host is
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.